up last night praying, studying after midnight. I got a message for the prodigal son. I woke up this morning, and Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, child of God." And I just had that on my heart real heavy. And a Creator is the one who creates. Amen. And I looked that up. Amen. I know we know what it means. I know we know we got definitions. And Noah Webster's 1828 says, "To create means to produce, to bring into being from nothing." To bring, this is the definition of create. To bring into being from nothing. To cause to exist. And then it says, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. He brought into existence something out of nothing. In the beginning, God. First thing we've got to settle in our minds this morning is that there is a God. Amen. If you don't believe there's a God, friend, I'm telling you right now, amen, how in the world can you explain everything you see? How in the world can you explain just being? Amen. I mean, buddy, God, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. God began to speak and things began to appear out of nothing. Amen. He's the only creator. Amen. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. We are the creation. The Bible says that there's a day, amen, when men begin to worship and serve the creature. The creature, what was created, more than the creator, amen, who is God. Somebody say amen. There's only one creator, and his name is Jehovah God. Amen goes right there. And you need to recognize that this morning. We need to remember that. Amen. When we're looking around at what's going on in the world today, and we're wondering how all this come about, we need to remember there's a God. And he's the creator. He's God. Bible said he's God, and besides him, there is none other. No other God. No other God before him. No other God will come after him. He is eternal God. He has always been. He will always be. There'll never be another God. Amen. I'm telling you, men created gods that they had to bear on their shoulders and they had to carry and they formed them out of wood and they formed them out of stone. But my God, he created everything you see. He created the heaven and the earth. He created the trees and the bees. He created the birds and the fish. He created the dogs and the cats. And then he got down on his hands and knees and out of the dust of the ground. The Bible said he formed man. He formed man out of the dirt of the earth. The Bible said that he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And Billy, the Bible said that man became a living soul. God gave part of him to man when he breathed into him the breath of life. Amen. And that part that God put down into that dirt body, amen, and made man a living soul, one day after a while, it's going to depart out of that body. That body's going back to the earth. That body's going back to the ground. That body's going back to dirt. But that what God put in there, it's going back to God, and God's going to judge it. Amen, whether it was good or whether it was evil. And he'll either say, "Enter in, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, ye that work iniquity. For I never knew you." Now, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. God is the creator. He's the only creator. Amen? In Isaiah chapter number 40, Bible says in chapter number 40 and verse 28, and like I said, boy, I got up this morning, and God just pulled this. Here it is, boom. This is what you're going to pray. Devin, I went in there, I got up, and I thought about the prodigal son. I thought I could preach it. You know what it would have done? It would have just done like that right there. It would have just dropped. It would just fail. Is everybody all right? Man, I wanted to preach on the prodigal son. I mean, buddy, God had done burdened my heart about it. Amen. And God give me some stuff I felt like. And I'll probably preach it one day. Amen. But this morning when I got up, I'm telling you, he said, remember thy creator. He said, hey, they've worshipped and served the creature more than they've served the creator. We're living in a time when man, amen, has put God on the back burner. When man disregards God. When man disregards the creator. When man is in a place where they say, we don't even know if there is a God. And if there is a God, surely he wouldn't cast nobody off into hell. Friend, I'm telling you right now, he certainly will cast you off into hell if you don't call out on Jesus Christ and get your sin washed away. The problem is we've babied him. We've sugarcoated it. I'm trying to tell folks, oh, God's a loving God, and he is. God's a gracious God, and he is. He's a God of wrath, though. He's a jealous God. He's a holy God. He's a thrice holy God. And he's never, never, never going to just allow sin to enter into heaven. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse number 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, you know what everlasting means? Exactly what it says. Everlasting. No ending. It's going to last forever. He's going to last forever. Amen. Somebody says, I can't understand that. Our little old puny minds can't wrap around God. You think we can understand all there is to know about God, about eternity, and about the solar system, and about the universe that God spoke into existence? You think we can figure all this stuff out? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? He's God. I mean, come on. He created us. We didn't create him. He's not a figment of my imagination. Amen goes right there. Only God could take a rotten, low-down, dirty, rotten, filthy mouth, drinking, barroom brawling, a pool hall hustling, somebody ain't worth shooting. Amen. And then in just a second, 1 second, change them just like that. Never say another cuss word. Never drink another beer. Is everybody okay? Amen. Never get into another fist fight. Amen. Goes right there. That's right. Never go back to the bar. Never go back to the pool hall. Is everybody all right? Never went back down to the silver saddle. Amen. Never went back over there to the depot on Covington Highway. Is everybody all right? Never went back over there. Amen. Why, Brother Tracy? Because the Creator, amen, put something inside of me that night. He took something out of me and he put something in me. What did he take out? He took out the sin and he put in his Holy Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah! He took away my sin, my sinful nature, amen, and he put in his Spirit to lead me and guide me. And it doesn't take me to those places anymore. Hallelujah. Remember the Creator. He said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, how long is he going to be God? However long everlasting is. Can you put a timetable on that? Nope. Can you measure that? Nope. Matter of fact, he's from everlasting. Like that's the scripture now. He's from everlasting to everlasting. What does that mean? Well, he's always been. He's always been because he's from everlasting. As far back as everlasting goes, there's God. And as far ahead as everlasting goes, there's going to be God. Just one. He's the everlasting God. He ain't going to end. He ain't getting old. He ain't going to fall. He's not going to be voted out. He ain't going to be impeached. Is everybody all right? He's not going to retire. Amen. He's not going to get kicked off the throne. Is everybody all right? He's still God. Amen. In 2022, he's still God. He's still changing lives. He's still making a difference in people. Amen goes right there. The everlasting, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the God, the everlasting God, the Lord. He's the everlasting God, Brother Tiny. He's the Lord. And it didn't stop there. Not only is he the Lord, and I want you to understand this, the everlasting capital G God. That means that's his name, God. The everlasting capital G God and the capital L Lord. The capital C Creator. He's the only one. It didn't say a creator. Is everybody okay? It said the Creator. He's the only creator. Who do you think hung the stars? Well, the Bible tells me God did. Who do you think created the sun? Well, my Bible tells me God said, let there be light. And there it was. Did y'all see me snap my finger? I ain't been able to snap my finger in months. It's amazing what you can do when the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. I won't even be able to write tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hey! That's what the Creator can do. It's what my God can do. Amen right there. Amen. The Creator. Not a creator. Amen. He's not sharing the throne with anybody else. Somebody said, what about Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us as the only begotten of the Father. I'm telling you now, amen, Jesus Christ has always been. As long as God's been, Jesus has been. He's always been. He's God in the flesh. God sent a part of Him, amen, to this world to die for our sin. Is everybody all right? Amen. How'd that happen, Brother Tracy? Well, he found a godly girl. He found a little virgin. And that's not a dirty word. I don't understand it. That's impossible with man is possible with God. Wasn't nothing vulgar. Wasn't nothing perverted. Wasn't nothing sexual. Is everybody all right? Bible said the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. What does that mean? He come upon her. He planted within her the holy seed. Is everybody okay? Ain't nothing perverted about that. Amen. Let me tell you what's perverted. Amen. Them trying to shut down the country over monkeypox because they ain't got enough guts to stand up and say, hey, men shouldn't be sleeping with one another. Is everybody okay? That's the problem. I ain't got to worry about getting it. I ain't going to be with one. I ain't going to kiss one. I ain't got to worry about getting their fluid on me. Everybody all right? Amen. Oh, we don't want to say that. We'll offend a certain little crowd. Amen. Well, I'm sorry. They offend me. I think it's real offensive if I see two men kissing. Two women kissing. Is everybody okay? Amen. I'd rather kiss a mule. Amen goes right there, right smack in his nose. I'd rather kiss a mule's nose. Amen goes right there. I'd rather kiss the north end of a horse facing south. Is everybody all right? Than to wind up kissing air. What are you ugly men? That's right. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. That's our natural. That goes against nature. Bible calls it an abomination. We won't tell it. We won't close the country down. No, we won't close it down so everybody can cheat and vote again. Let me get off of that box. Remember thy Creator. He's the everlasting God. Amen. He's the Lord. And he's the creator. Listen to this. Now, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Amen. He created the end when he created the beginning. He knowed the end from the beginning. He's God. He's God. Amen. He's for real. He is real. Amen. Fainteth not, neither is weary, and there's no searching of his understanding. His ways are higher than our ways, Brother Tiny. And his thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Is everybody, that's just scripture now. That's just the Bible. He's the creator. He created you, ma'am. He created you, sir. Amen. Ain't that right? He created the dirt. There was an old saying went around a long time ago. Somebody come by and they said, well, they could create man. And God said, okay, well, do it. And they got down and they started to make man out of the dust of the earth, just like God did. He said, whoa, wait a minute. First, you got to make your own dirt. Amen. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? I mean, he spoke it all into existence. I mean, think about this. Think about this. The dirt that we came from, the dirt that God created, the dirt that God spoke into existence, and he knelt down and he created man. Out of dirt. If we ain't got dirt, we're going to die. We're going to die. We got to have dirt. Got to have dirt to live. What do you mean, preacher? You got to plant that seed in the dirt. That seed goes in the dirt, the Bible says, and it dies. Amen. And it shoots roots downward, and it shoots fruit upwards. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? Without the dirt, the seed don't grow. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? Amen. Without the dirt, the trees don't grow. Ain't that right? Amen. We walk on the dirt. We stand on the dirt. We build on the dirt. Amen. And we eat from the dirt. Is everybody okay? Without the dirt, the grass don't grow. The cows don't eat. We don't eat steak. Plain and simple. Is everybody all right? Amen. I guess God knows what he's doing when he created dirt. Amen. Hey, he used to call me dirt. Ain't that right? I'm just dirt. I'm just sore as dirt. I'm just low down dirt. Well, you're right, amen. If you just take this old body and crush it up, it ain't nothing but dirt. Amen, and God made it. God created it. Amen. You ever thought about that? Boy, we got to have that dirt. Hallelujah. Amen. Something got inside this dirt and died. Amen, that sin died. Amen, the Holy Ghost of God, he planted inside of me. Amen, took root inside of me. Hey, are you hearing me? Amen. He wants to get inside of somebody today. He wants to plant inside of you. Amen, the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah. Wants to save somebody. Listen to this. He said, there's no searching of his understanding. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint. Boy, ain't that something? How many times, child of God, have you been faint in the way? I was ready to perish spiritually. Amen. And even sometimes physically just wore out. Spiritually, you walk around half defeated. Boy, and then seem like out of nowhere. You've been praying. You've been praying, you've been reading your Bible, and you ain't felt nothing. Boy, and you're faint-hearted, and you're weak, and you don't know if you're going to make it. Boy, you just keep praying, and you get to a place, you just seem like, Lord, I don't know if I can go on, and then out of nowhere, there's a breeze that blows by. What's that? That's the Holy Ghost of God. And it squeezes that old heart of yours. Woo! Hey, and the tears start flowing. Is everybody all right? Hey, and the tears start flowing. And them ain't tears of defeat. Them ain't tears of sadness. But them are tears of excitement and joy. Amen, because the Holy Ghost of God came by and visited you. The Creator came by and visited his creation one more time. And he gives you power and strength to go on. Ain't that something? Ain't that the same God you serve? That's the one I serve. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths, them young ones, shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, let's not get ahead of him. Is everybody all right? Everybody okay? Let's just wait on God. I've witnessed so many these last days, Brother Jonathan, making decisions, getting ahead of God, not waiting on God. Are you hearing me? Something happens, knee-jerk reaction, they follow suit, fall apart. Is everybody okay? Just wait on God. Wait till you hear from the Lord. If you hadn't heard, Brother Tracy hadn't heard from him, what do I do? Here's what you do. You take the last set of orders he gave you. Amen. You stick with them until you hear otherwise. You hearing me? He said, at last time he talked to you, what'd he say? Stick in there. Stay in there. Don't quit. Don't leave. Trust me, he ain't never told nobody to leave. He ain't never told nobody to quit. He ain't never told nobody to give up. Everybody okay? Amen goes right there. You just stick in there with the Lord. You stick with them last orders. Amen. What did he call you to do? Sing? Keep singing. He called you to sing? Keep singing. He called you to sing? Keep singing. Learn a new song. Amen. Get along with God. Get on your face and ask God to help you learn a new song. What did he call you to do? Call you to preach? Keep preaching. Get in the Bible. Say, God, give me another message. Give me another message, oh God. Find you. Hey, get along with God. Amen. Just hang in there. He'll strengthen you. They'll fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Won't be long, you'll be soaring again. Everybody all right? Everybody okay? On my mail route one day, I was delivering mail. This bird just come out of nowhere, Jesse Busby, and he run across in front of my mail truck and run out across him. He was flapping his wings, big bird, flapping his wings and spinning around in circles and run across a little ivy and was over there, and I thought, something wrong with that bird. He can't fly. That bird can't fly. Might have a broke wing. I don't know. Maybe him and another bird got in a fight. That bird grabbed a hold of his wing and crimped it up or something and broke. He was flapping his wings, trying to fly, trying to get up off the ground. Couldn't fly. Right down the road, I knew there was a cat that lived right down the road, right down in the cul-de-sac, about three houses down. I thought, boy, that bird's going to get killed. That bird's going to get ate up by the predator, by the cat. Now, this is what the Lord's always showing me things. This was years and years ago. Amen. I was on the mail route. And I said, that bird right there, he's in trouble because he can't fly. And I thought, boy, if that cat comes up here and jumps on that bird, he's in trouble, Brother Billy. I thought, you know, that bird's got that beak. And my wife don't like birds. And years ago, there's a movie come out called Birds. And I remembered, I was a kid, Alfred Hitchcock. He's probably burning, making movies like that, scaring little children. But I watched it. It pecked that lady's eyeballs out. She was bleeding. I seen a man's gotten one lady with their little ugly claws, their little ugly feet, little ugly bony little three-pronged feet with a little thing behind it. And they got that lady's hair, and they were scratching her head. She was screaming, hollering. That's that movie, Birds. Birds. That was one of the most horrible movies ever made at that time. And now it'd probably be rated G. You hear me? That bird scratching that lady's head, picking her hair, and squeezing and pulling her hair out. She's just a screamer. She run out in front of a truck, got killed or something. I'm just trying to go on memory now. I don't even know why I'm remembering. But I thought, man, that bird, he's got that beak. He can peck her eyeballs out. But that beak ain't going to stop that cat. He got them claws. Man, he can jump. He can land back on his tail, and he clawed that cat. He clawed her eyeballs. He grabbed her head. Them claws ain't going to stop that cat. The greatest defense he had, the greatest defense that bird had was not his beak, though it was sharp, was not his claws. The greatest defense that that bird had, Kyla, was being able to fly and get above his enemy. Is everybody hearing me? Is everybody listening to me, child of God? The greatest defense you'll have won't be your ability to necessarily stand and fight, even though sometimes we have to. Won't be your ability, amen, to turn tail and run. The greatest defense we got is we can mount up with wings like eagles. And we can soar and get above our enemy, the devil. Is everybody all right? We can just get higher with God. Stronger. Hey, is everybody listening to me? Has everybody got this? Amen. It ain't the ability, amen, to peck our eyeballs out, even though that's what you want to do sometimes. But it's your ability to soar and get above the enemy and not let the enemy get a hold of you. Is everybody okay? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember thy Creator. He's the Creator. In the beginning He created. Amen. There was nobody else. There was nobody before Him, and there'll not be anybody after Him. Somebody say amen right there. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Living in a day and a time when the world has lost their mind. Is everybody out? You know, you want me to tell you what it's time for in America? Preaching. 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 Preaching's what got America the way she was. Are you hearing me? What do you think tamed the Wild West? Preachers. Missionaries. Is everybody all right? Going out setting up churches, preaching the word of God. Oh, a lot of them got shot and killed. Amen. But they just kept going. They just kept going and preaching the word of God. They preached the word of God, and one life would be changed, and another life would be changed, and another gunslinger would get saved and put his guns aside. Another one would get saved. Another one would get saved. Some savages over here got saved. That's what changed. That's what brought America to her greatness. Amen! That's what's going to get America great again. It's preaching. And I don't care who don't like it. Amen? Romans chapter 1. Preachers got to get back to preaching against sin. Preachers got to get back to preaching against sin. Preachers got to get back to preaching against sin. Amen! That's right, no gray areas. Black is black, white is white, red is red. Is everybody okay? Amen goes right there. And sin is sin. Now listen to this. Romans chapter 1. I'm going to start reading verse number 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Child of God, you better get there. You better get there. It's one thing to be saved and be a closet Christian. Is everybody all right? Where, you know, I'm a Christian on Sunday. And it's okay. I don't mind telling y'all I go to church. But you really want me to tell them folks I work with I go to church? You really want me to tell my family I go to church? You really want me to tell my best friend I go to church? Brother Tracy, I'll talk Jesus with you, but, you know, we get over yonder, man, we want to talk football. We want to talk baseball. And we want to talk about the new secretary. Y'all didn't say amen, husbands. Look out now. Look out, look out, look out, husbands. Amen. Don't let somebody pull you in to lusting. Is everybody all right? To lusting. Look out, ladies. Don't let somebody pull you into lusting. Is everybody okay? Come on now. It's preaching time. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, hey, I can't partake of that. They used to have drunk parties all the time where I worked. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of them invite me trying to be smart, Alex. Are you hearing me? After I got through preaching to them for about 5 minutes, they quit inviting me, telling them why I couldn't go no more and why I used to go. Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, I appreciate the invite, but, you know, I can't go. You know, God saved me back on December the 17th, 1989, and he called me to preach, amen, a year after that. And, you know, I haven't drank a drop since then. And if you would get saved, you wouldn't drink. And you know what, Tyler Busby? They quit asking me. They was being smarties. They knowed I was a preacher. And they don't want to ask me to go, you know, and snicker. Hey, preacher, we're going over here to the bar tonight after work. You want to go with us? Now, when I got through talking, it's more like, oh, okay. We'll see you tomorrow, preacher. We'll see you tomorrow. Because I'm not ashamed. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God, are you getting a hold of it? For the wrath of God, amen, there's a loving of God. Amen. And there's a forgiving of God. There's also a wrath of God. And you listen to this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Ain't that right? Did I read that right? You think God's going to just wink at the sin that's going on in this world today? Oh, no. Oh, no. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of who? Men. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from, listen to this, the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I promise you, when you stand before God, after sitting and listening to Brother Tracy preach one time, you will be without excuse. You will not be able to tell God you did not know. No one ever told you. You don't understand. You'll not be able to stand before God and say, I didn't understand. I didn't mean to. I didn't know. Nobody didn't know. Doesn't matter. You'll be without excuse that day. Well, you may have them today, and folks may believe them, but come that day, we'll all be without excuse. Because, listen to verse 21, I'm almost done, that when they knew God, well, I could get over to the prodigal son right now and preach for about an hour and a half. But when they knew God, I believe these folks in here that know God, that maybe used to serve God, amen, you may come every service, amen, but you know you ain't where you need to be with the Lord. Is everybody all right? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. He is God. He is God Almighty. Understand that. He's not your boss. Your boss, you can backtalk. You can smart aleck to. He's not your boss. Your boss, you can say, that's fine, I quit. The day you knelt down and surrendered to God and asked Jesus Christ to save you, and he did, God became your God. You became his property. You were bought with a price. That's what the scriptures say. I don't like that though. Hey, I'd rather God own me. Amen. Now he's responsible for me. You know what? As long as I follow him, he's responsible for this message today. As long as I preach what he sends, he's responsible for every message I ever preach. I'm going to stand before God, and as long as I didn't get off in the flesh, and as long as I didn't go after something that I wasn't supposed to, God's going to have to answer for what I preach. As long as I'm preaching what he's sending. Think about that. He's God. He's God. He is God. He is God on the throne. He is God Almighty. He is the only one that has the power to say you live and you live, or you die and you die. He's the only one with the authority to say enter in, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, for I never knew you, and have you cast off into hell. He's the only one with that authority. And yet we treat him like he's, oh, hey, dude. No. He's God. He deserves our respect. He's God. He's all powerful. Let me read this. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They became fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I hadn't said that, Brother Tracy, but your actions say it. The way you treat God, knowing that he is God, your heart has become darkened. He's the creator. We are the creation. We are the creature. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the, capital C, creator. He's the creator. He's not a creator. He's not sharing his creation with anyone else. He's the creator. Without him, not anything that we see that was made was made. Without him, nothing that was made was made. That's scripture now. Without him, not anything that was made was made. Without him, you wouldn't be here today. Without him. Without him, most of y'all, amen, a lot of y'all, a lot of us, probably be in jail right now, serving a life sentence on our way to the gas chamber. Is everybody okay? Without him, amen. A lot of us might be strung out on dope somewhere in an alley, homeless. Without him, some of you ladies would be in such a relationship, amen, that you'd be beat on every night. Amen, you'd be kicked around. You'd be battered and bruised. You'd be abused. Amen, you'd be taken advantage of. You'd be sold. But without him, y'all can say amen. It's preaching time. These are the things that go on in the world out there without him. The Bible said a man had two sons. The younger come unto him and said, Father, give me that befalleth me. And not many days after, he took all that he had, took his goods, the things that he was blessed with, the possessions that the father gave him, the things that God gave him. The Bible said he took them into a far country and wasted his substance with riotous living. And you look that word riotous up, and one of the definitions, unsaveness. And what you have is a lot of people that used to go to church that know God, living like they ain't saved, wasting their lives, living like they're unsaved, living like they don't know God. That's what the prodigal was doing when he found himself in the bottom, in the pig pen, in the hog pen. You know, a Jewish boy, a Hebrew, to him, a pig, a swine, a hog is the most filthiest thing. He wouldn't have nothing to do with him. He'd never feed him. He'd never get around them. Amen. I'm telling you, there's people out there that know God, and they're doing things they said they'd never do. They're living a lifestyle they said they'd never live. They're around things they said they'd never partake of. It's got a control over their life. They're allowing the devil to have the possession of their body. Are you hearing me? They're living like they're unsaved. Eating slop. The world's a servant. When he would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, he came to himself. Quit blaming everybody else. Oh, it's the deacon's fault. It's the preacher's fault. It's mama's fault. It's daddy's fault. It's my wife's fault. It's my ex-husband's fault. It's this one's fault. It's that one's fault. It's everybody's fault but my fault. But when he came to himself, amen, when they get to a place where they realize they're going to have to answer for their own actions, you're going to have to answer to God for yourself. Everybody all right? It's preaching time. They worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. First Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9 says, God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Best decision I ever made was December the 17th, 1989, when I realized I was lost on my way to hell. And I run to the altar, cried like a baby. 23-year-old man, thought I could whoop the world. Cried like a baby, calling out on Jesus. He saved me, He changed me. He gave me joy. He gave me peace. He took that old bad temper out. Are you hearing me? You couldn't stand to be in the same room with me, man. I'm just telling you. Nasty attitude? No. He took it all away. Gave me friends galore. Man, I got so many friends. I've got friends all over this United States. I've got friends in other countries. God put me in a family. And give me so many friends I didn't even know I had. People that generally care about me. That's the Creator. That's the God. The Lord. Amen. He's the only one. There is not any other. And this morning, somebody said, it's afternoon now, preacher. You're probably right. Probably right. But this morning, if you're here this morning, remember your Creator. Remember, that's what we started out with, remember? Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. Before the evil days come, and you say you have no pleasure in them, before your eyes are darkened. Are you hearing me? Before the pain sets in, you remember Him today. Give your life to Him. Quit wasting it, child of God. Quit wasting the gift that God gave you, the blessings that He gave you. Don't waste them anymore, any longer. Somebody start making their way to the piano. I tell you what, Rachel, why don't you come sing that other new song? I can't think of the name of it. You know which one it is. And this morning, I've had about 20 minutes this morning to get prepared for this. Like I said, I got up this morning. I got up late. That was on my heart. I'd much rather have the night, 2 or 3 days to prepare ahead of time. Got up this morning, that was it. God wouldn't let me go anywhere else. I want to let you know something. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You have a creator, and he's God. You were created, the Bible says, made in his likeness and in his image. God loves you. The creator loves you so much that he died for you. He sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a part of him. You realize a part of God died for each one of us. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he cares for us, Cameron. Your mama, your daddy, your daddy's one of my best friends. I've known him for 30 years. You didn't know that, did you? Known him for 30. I knowed him when your mama was tripping over her feet trying to get his attention before they ever started talking. I knowed him. You know, when I got saved, he was already going to church. You know what he done? I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I just sat in Sunday school. They said, turn to Psalms. I started looking for S. Robert just reached over there, grabbed my Bible, opened it up, pointed at the scripture. Never said a word. Never said a word. Never said a word. I said, that man don't know what he's saying. That ain't Psalms, that's Psalms. He don't even know how to pronounce that Psalms. Whatever, have you, you know. Learn. What I'm saying is this, as much as he loves you, and he would die for you. If I'm his best friend, and if I was trying to hurt you, he would kill me. He would, he could. He used to pick up my car. It's a fact. Robert Singley just going, I had a little Volkswagen Rabbit. He just reached down and grabbed a bumper. He ain't going nowhere. Picked the rails up off the ground. But you know this, as much as he loves you and he'd die for you, I was one that loved you more. And a part of him died for you, for you, for you and you, for every one of us, so that we could know our Creator this morning, so that we could have a relationship with the Creator, the everlasting God, that we could know him on a personal level. I talk to him every day and he talks to me. Somebody says, you're crazy. I know it, you're crazy now. Let me tell you something. His voice goes deeper than the ear. You'll never hear him speak an audible voice. He goes so much deeper than the ear, and he goes all the way to the heart. There's no mistake in that voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. Stranger, they will not follow. He's the creator this morning. I will get on my knees and beg you this morning. I'm going to probably need some help up. I would beg you. Come, talk to your Creator this morning. Remember him. If you've been wasting your life, if you're a child of God and your relationship with your Creator ain't what it should be, would you come? You know. I'm begging you, but I didn't die for you. He did. This morning, I want you to stand to your feet. I want her to sing this morning. I want you to come.